from inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Services for 42-year-old Thomas Wade Frazier and Artesia Police Corporal will be held on Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Harvest Fellowship Church in Artesia. That according to Artesia Police Commander Lindell Smith. Frazier was killed in a two-vehicle crash on Friday. Smith reflects on Wade and his commitment to family and the community.
You know, he was involved with, obviously, the Artesia Police Department. He was also the chief of Sun Country Volunteer Fire Department. And those agencies work together on things like Shop with a Hero. So he was involved with that. Just being a part of the community and being a family man and all that is what Tom was about.
Services, again, are scheduled for 10 a.m. Wednesday at the Harvest Fellowship Church in Artesia. The New Mexico Department of Health and its COVID-19 color-coded system moved Chavez County from the yellow category to green status last week. However, Roswell Mayor Dennis Kentai, who oversees the COVID-19 operations in Chavez County, was not at all happy about it, seeing that the county was turquoise just a month ago.
We're green when Torrance County has worse numbers in all three areas, and they're still turquoise. I mean, if you follow the rules they talked about, Torrance should be red. Not picking on Roosevelt and Curry, their numbers are worse than Chavez as well, and they should be yellow.
Kentai will be sitting down with area legislative leaders to try to get some type of help as to why this is happening to Chavez County. In the meantime,
people in Chavez County have just said, the heck with it. We're going to do whatever we need to do. In all honesty, that's one of the things, the saddest about this whole color scheme is the inconsistency.
The Lee County Fairgrounds in Lovington will host the 2021 New Mexico High School and Junior High Rodeo Finals, which begins Thursday with the Queen Pageant competition. Deanne Kimbrough with the Coalition of Businesses in Lovington tells us more.
We're also expecting the contestants to start for the high school and junior high rodeo state finals to start checking in on Wednesday, and then the most of them will be checking in on Thursday. Well, rodeo performances will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
The event will run through Memorial Day and will be free to the public. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.